This is the Impactful Wisdom Podcast, helpful strategies for a successful dental career. Brought to you by the campus team of Heartland Dental. Now, here are your hosts, Kathy Tellis, Ashley Morgan, and Brian Perry.
Hey, Impactful Wisdom listeners, we are back. It is an amazing month. This is the month that we are celebrating Pride.
Yes, happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month. I'm so excited. I am here, Kathy Tellis, and I'm here with Ashley Morgan and Brian.
Oh, hey there.
How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Listen, it is Pride Month in Chicago. We are ready to rock and roll here in the city, okay? Tons of festivals, fairs, events, music. It's a great time to be in Chicago, y'all.
Same here in San Diego. I just love it. I mean, and of course, I'm kind of in between San Diego and LA. It is awesome. There is so much festivities.
And what's it like over there in Boston?
I got to tell you, I'm a little jealous because I live not close to Boston, unfortunately.
Right.
I'm in the woods, and yeah, I got nothing going out in the woods. My neighbor is like a mile away, so that could explain why.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm jealous. I feel like I'm missing out on all the excitement and all the festivities.
I mean, listen, we'll send you pictures.
Listen.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Go to Boston, and you'll feel, yeah.
I do. I need to go up there. Yeah.
Because you know Boston's going to have some great celebrations going on all, like, the entire month.
So I'm actually closer to Providence, and they have an awesome parade and a big festival that they do. So we'll probably head down there. Absolutely.
Awesome. It's a very exciting month. Like we said, we are thrilled to be celebrating Pride Month.
Absolutely. And we get to interview Nick Hornsberry, who is our Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Manager. I'm just so excited about all the things that Nick has to say about this month and all of the things that we have going on at Heartland Dental.
Oh, so many different things. And Nick is so great talking about DEI and all of these different programs and opportunities that we have, especially within Heartland Dental, but then also externally as well, and how we can get involved, how you can be an ally, what you can do, learning more, because one, not only is DEI just a topic that everyone is learning about, we as our campus team are learning about it as well.
Sure.
But then celebrating Pride Month. Why do we celebrate Pride? All these fun, different things. How can you celebrate Pride if you're in a small town like Brian with cornfields behind you? What can you do to help support? So we're thrilled that Nick is going to be joining us and talking about all of the fun, different things that go along with celebrating Pride Month.
One thing I did want to mention that we actually here at Heartland Dental just newly formed the Gender and Sexuality Alliance Group. It's our employee-led community. I just absolutely love that. It's probably one of our fastest growing communities that...
Oh, amazing.
So far, just in less than a month, I want to say the statistics was that we had already 55 employees already signed up in less than a month.
That one just dropped.
It just dropped. And so just so excited how everyone at the Heartland Dental team, we're all supporting this community. And we have a lot of other employee-led communities as well. So,
I think I just joined the Women in Dentistry employee-led
community. Oh, good.
I'm very excited to join that one. We've got so many. I think, you know, we really are trying to, when you talk about DEI, we're really trying to try new things and really be inclusive of everybody and all the different cultures that we have, because Heartland is not a tiny company. So, you know, there's lots of different cultures, lots of different backgrounds, lots of different ways that people identify. And we want to make sure that as a company, we are inclusive of all that as much as we can be. So baby steps, but I feel like we are really, really getting there. So having Nick talk about not only Pride Month, but also what we're doing for DEI is going to be very exciting. And also really good knowledge for anybody that maybe wondered about a company this size and what are the efforts that we're putting in, you know?
I think that's a great point. And I'm excited to hear what Nick has to say about that, because you're right. Heartland is a huge company, but it's a huge company comprised of a ton of individuality, a ton of different cultures, and a ton of different viewpoints. And, you know, having these employee-led groups, I think, is fantastic. And I love that we're chatting about that under the light of Pride, because it really is all about bringing communities together and celebrating individuality in a communal way, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. So I'm excited. We're in Pride Month. So let's go ahead and kick it off with Nick Hornsberry.
Welcome to the June edition of Impactful Wisdom. We are super excited for the month of June. Well, I know I am. I'm assuming my fellow co-hosts are as well. Hello, Kathy. Hello, Brian.
Hey.
Hey there.
How's it going, friends? Oh, we are just thrilled because we get to introduce Nick Hornsberry, our DEI manager, our Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion manager at Heartland Dental. And this month, we are celebrating all things Pride.
Hey.
Happy Pride, everybody. Yay. All the cheers in the background. Nick, welcome to Impactful Wisdom. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited.
We are so thrilled to have you here. So for our listeners, would you please share a little bit about your background and what it means to be a diversity, equity, and inclusion manager?
For sure. So like you said, my name is Nick. I use they, them pronouns. As our diversity, equity, and inclusion manager, my job is to think about all the ways that people can be different from one another, and then how, as a workplace, we are inclusive of all of those kinds of people difference, and as a healthcare provider, how we're providing great healthcare for people within all of that difference. So whether it's thinking about the hiring process, thinking about how we create great space for people to celebrate themselves and celebrate other people, thinking about how we make sure that our patients can be comfortable when they come in and get healthcare and everything in between there. My job is to kind of think through that and help give advice to people across the company on how they can best get to that place. So a little bit about me. I've been at Heartland for about 4 years now. Almost said about three. That was going to be a lie. I've been in this role for about 2 years. Before my career at Heartland, I spent about 10 years working in campaign politics, raising money for candidates for office up and down the ballot across the Midwest and the South. I live in Chicago with my partner and our cat, Marcy, who is a tiny hellion, is I think the best way to put it. She's actually locked up in a different room because I knew that she would make too much noise.
She didn't want to make her debut on the podcast.
She'd be sitting
exactly.
on your head.
Oh, it's the,
I wish
worst.
This was like video recorded.
Can you bring Marcy in, please?
Exactly.
Oh, and let's highlight, Nick lives in Chicago. Did y'all hear
I
that?
Yeah.
The best city in the world.
Well, how about that? But
Chicago over everything.
Look at that. All right. With the two Chicago folks right on the call.
Jeez.
We represent over here.
It's an important part of my personality.
Totally agree. I love that. Thank you for sharing your background. I love hearing how you got into this position and how you're kind of developing it at Heartland Dental. So amazing.
Yeah. And actually, Nick, I'd love to learn a little bit more of that. So can you give us an idea of, so it sounds like you've been with Heartland for 4 years, in your DEI role for 2 years. So it sounds like that's a relatively new thing in the company and potentially even, I guess, for companies in general. Give us some idea of why that has become so important, and also how was our DEI team formed? What was the antithesis of it? Can you walk us through that?
Yeah. So Heartland started really putting a big focus on DEI when a lot of companies sort of did the same in the summer of 2020 and the aftermath of the unrest after the murder of George Floyd. And sort of our national conversation along with the pandemic about how we're including people of all backgrounds in every aspect of our society. And I think for us, there's a couple things that came together. So first of all, we're a Midwestern company. Minneapolis is an important market for us. Our CEO is from Minneapolis. So just in terms of it feeling like something that was happening in our backyard and really thinking about, these are experiences that our colleagues, that our teams face all the time. that we can play a role in being the positive change that so many people were asking for. So in July of 2020, our CEO, Pat, and Dr. Workman, our founder, kind of came together and said, we need to do more than we've been doing. So they put together a cross-functional committee of people from across the company. We had people at the very bottom of the org chart, so BAs, DAs, those sorts of roles. We had doctors, people in our support office roles, who came together to really think about, like, what can this look like? And one of the recommendations that came from that committee, which still operates, was to hire a full-time diversity professional. I was on that committee, and I said, why not try getting into the work? I had done some diversity work in my past roles, so I was kind of familiar with what that looks like. And incidentally, also, my dad is a diversity professional too. So I had learned some from him as well.
I did not know that. That's pretty cool.
I didn't know that, Nick. Yeah.
How long have we known you? We didn't know that.
I got to save some surprises.
Keeping the secrets from us.
Listen, I'm sorry. This is a quick thing. Okay, I'm not putting a plug for American Idol, but I'm putting a little plug for American Idol. You know, with American Idol.
Wait, hold on.
You'll understand what I'm trying to say here. They're like, every week you have to put out a little bit more on
about yourself.
And I'm like, we've known Nick for dang so many years. And now you're telling us this? Yeah. That's pretty cool. That's another drop the mic kind of situation.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
So in terms of like sort of what, how does this fit into the bigger mission of what we do as a company? Sort of, so we have our six core values, and DEI really is embedded in and flows from all six. I would point to our collaborate core value as being kind of the capstone of that, in that if we cannot collaborate with literally everybody on our teams, regardless of what their backgrounds are, what their beliefs are, things like that, then we truly can't collaborate with each other and do the best kind of work that we need to provide exceptional healthcare, to provide exceptional support for our doctors. But also it flows into balance and making sure that we're thinking in the right way about how we give everyone the kind of balance that they need so that they can be present when they're at work, that when we're celebrating people, that we're celebrating people in the way that they want to be celebrated, for the reasons why they want to be celebrated, that as we're looking to execute giving great healthcare, if, for example, we don't have the right kind of physical equipment in the office to be able to transfer someone who's wheelchair bound into a dental chair, or if we don't have dental chairs that are equipped to handle people of all body sizes, then we're not executing great healthcare. So, I mean, DEI really is built into the core values that we have as a company. And I think a lot of my role sometimes is even just making sure that we're living up to our core values in the fullest way we can.
You know what I thought was, that's awesome. And I thought something you said that was really interesting was your role in helping the company in a leadership aspect of DEI and making sure that we're doing everything we can possibly. I really love that that was generated from a group of volunteer folks from all levels of the company, right? So it's not just like a company saying, hey, other folks are doing this, maybe we should too. It's something that kind of came organically. And really, to your point, Nick, really speaks to our values. And I loved hearing that. That's fantastic.
I had no idea how it started. So to hear that Heartland's including everybody, like, you know, oftentimes I feel you think it's just like what we call the higher ups, you know, the folks upstairs that you don't ever see, or, you know, we don't really get see them face to face or hear from them. You hear about them in large companies. Heartland's not like that. But you ask everybody's opinion in the company and really took everybody's opinion into account on making this and what they wanted to see happen. And then we're making it happen. And I think that's, I had absolutely no idea. So I love hearing
that. Well, you know, I remember when Pat actually sent out that email right after the whole situation with George Floyd. And I felt so proud to be a part of a team that reflected. And even in that email that Pat had sent out to the entire organization, he's like, we are not there yet. And to see us evolve over the last 3 years has been been such a great thing, and including you, Nick, having you brought on board, leading the charge and all of the things that is DEI. And I mean, thinking about the chair and making sure that it fits everybody. I mean, I wouldn't have thought of that, right? It's not like my first thought process. And so I just love that that's on your top of mind.
Yeah. Even something interesting that I didn't know until relatively recently, the handpieces that dentists use to do their procedures were all developed for male dentists.
Interesting.
So they are the size that they are because they're taking into account the size of an average man's hand.
Oh my goodness.
So there are women dentists who have a little bit harder of a time using handpieces because their hands are smaller and they have a hard time finding handpieces because they're not designed for them. So even just surfacing things like that, that aren't just about our company, but the way that our entire industry works.
Yeah.
And then finding partners across industry, whether it's our vendors or even sometimes our competitors, to say, hey, what can we do about this way that dentistry works to make sure that we're including everybody? I mean, I know the three of you are very clued into this. Majority of the people graduating from dental school in the United States are women. So if a majority of the new dentists can't use the products that are core to them doing their jobs, that's a problem.
Do something about that.
Oh, man, Nick, I mean, this is pretty substantial information that you've given. Honestly, I think you've even answered the question that I'm about to propose here.
I mean,
but I'd like to still ask it. So in your opinion, how does Heartland Dental continue to be passionate about not only Pride Month, but how Heartland Dental celebrates inclusivity throughout our company?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think I'll answer the second part first. So when I talk about DEI, I often say that it's two things. It's a business strategy and it's a journey. So in terms of it being a business strategy, like, this has to be integrated into literally everything that we do and the way that we think about just like operating as a company. So there's always going to be new things to consider. There's always going to be new or existing things that we're working on improving. And then thinking about it in terms of a journey, this isn't going to be like just like we pull a lever or we have this initiative or something like that, and then everything's fixed and we can all hold hands and like sing Kumbaya or whatever.
Oh,
like,
it's not an overnight. It's not overnight.
Yeah, it's not an overnight.
It's not all going to change tomorrow.
It turns out.
Wow. I had no idea. I thought it was just snap overnight, your fingers and Nick set. Makes it all happen.
And I mean,
thanks for all the good work, Nick.
Bye. Thanks.
Like, we joke, but I think that this is actually a real thing that you see across the economy, that people believe or they're looking for like that one big diversity thing that they can do, whether it's an employee resource group program or fixing their hiring pipeline or having like the exact right anti-bias training, and just like everything else is going to fall into place from there and like be great. And that's not real. The reality is that we're always going to need to be making small tweaks, making big tweaks, finding new programs, new ways to include people. And again, that comes down to the bottom line of making sure that we are doing a good job of working together with everybody who's in the company, that we're finding the best talent we can to serve our patients, and that we're finding the best support people to support all of our doctors, regardless of the body that it comes in or the beliefs that sit in the head that comes with that talent. So in terms of celebrating Pride Month, I mean, Pride Month is such an important part of the like constellation of month-long celebrations that we have. I mean, acknowledging a big part of the communities that we serve. And I'll just say personally, as a queer person, I would not want to work in a workplace that does not think it is important to celebrate me
right.
for who I am.
Yeah,
and
sure.
celebrate my family for what my family is. I have my sister-in-law is a lesbian. My partner is also queer. Like, this is key to who we are.
Yeah.
So we just launched at the beginning of, or at the, yeah, at the beginning of April, we just launched our Gender and Sexuality Alliance.
That was going to be my next question, was to talk about the employee-led communities. I was hoping you'd bring it up because I really wanted to kick it off.
For sure. No, well, I can let you ask your question and then I can answer that directly.
you led right into it. There's no need to read off a piece of paper. I mean, no, we know as a team, we know about our employee-led communities and we've spoken about it on our podcast before, but this one had not been announced yet at that mm-hmm. time. You know, me and you had our discussions about it. We thought it's coming. But now I think it's the perfect time because it's June. We're celebrating Pride Month. Why not talk about the new one that has just launched and how we are supporting all of our folks at Heartland Dental, no matter how you identify.
Absolutely. So just a quick few sentences about employee-led communities in general. So these are obviously employee-led volunteer communities, and they're set up to make sure that people across the company can come together and create community around a specific kind of identity. So our newest one is the Gender and Sexuality Alliance for the LGBT community. We have a veterans community. We have a community for Hispanic and Latino identifying people. We have a community for Black people, for women. And we're looking to add a couple others. Kathy is in the works on one for me for the AAPI community. That hopefully is the next one that we'll be able to, well, but I guess we should cut this because hopefully by the time that this records, it should be approved.
It'll be approved, yes.
But the key part of these communities is that you don't have to belong to those communities in order to participate in the group.
Sure.
So these are all built for allies as well. I know we have a lot of allies in our LGBT group right now, both people who are family members of queer people or who are people who are just like, look, I know this is the right thing to do to support this community and everybody needs all the support they can get. So we are going to be doing things like having social events over Teams so that we can just like get to know each other and have a little bit of fun. But we're also doing some work to think about how is the company interacting with people from that community. So like I know as an example, the veterans community has been really active on working with our recruiters to make sure that we're reaching out mm-hmm. to newly veterans and people who are about to leave military service. There's a good core of dentists, dental assistants, and hygienists who are military service members. So recruiting those people right out of the service and then thinking about what additional tools they need. Because when you're a dentist in the military, you can just give someone an order and say, mm-hmm. you need fillings.
Yeah.
Do it.
You go get those fillings.
Right.
And they have to do it. Whereas in civilian life, you know, you have to ask and like get permission and pesky things like that. So making sure that those dentists who are new to civilian life, that they have the tools to be able to have those patient interactions that are really different than the patient interactions they've had so far. And that they can do it in a way that feels comfortable to them and is natural, but that is really helping them make that mind shift.
I love it. So I think that's phenomenal. And I love that, you know, you mentioned that these employee groups are not, so for veterans, for example,
mm-hmm.
it's not just veterans, right? So I'm not a veteran, but I could participate in that group in an effort to understand the challenges that you just presented, right? Understand from a veteran how they're overcoming that, learning how to effectively let a patient know what they need versus saying, this is what we're going to do. And that allows me to help them in that, overcoming that challenge. I think it's fantastic that I can participate in these groups to better myself as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah. And that's like a core mission of all of these groups is to provide space where people can learn about the experiences of people who aren't like them, whether it's so that they can be a better colleague to someone on their team or to be a better leader if you're leading people, or just to be, you know, a more conscientious member of human society that ultimately you can build yourself. But then too, in the spirit of diversity, if we're bringing people who have slightly different perspectives together to work on some of these big challenges, maybe you as a non-veteran might not have like some specific veteran knowledge, but maybe you're a disabled person and you can think through like, how do we help veterans with disabilities on this issue? Or how do I just make sure that like I'm being another body affirming that it's okay for you as a Black person to be in Heartland Dental? So, I mean, I'm glad that you called that out, Brian. That is so important to this work.
You don't have to give him that many props. Goodness. listen. Don't be letting his head get too big, Nick.
My ego and my head both need to get through this door.
I had to call out that he had his good idea for the month. So
for the month.
Yeah, that's it for the month.
I'm done. I am my point. Good luck, everybody.
You know you're in. That's it. No.
But hey, speaking of something for the month, we started talking about how this is Pride Month and we're celebrating Pride and super exciting. I love hearing, Nick, your role as a DEI manager and the things that we're doing in the company to celebrate individuality and also continue to be passionate about it. But let's talk about Pride Month. Let's talk about it. So could you do us a favor? Can you just kind of give us a brief description of Pride Month? What is this? What's it all about?
Yeah. So if we go back, and you'll forgive me for giving a little bit of a history lesson.
He's about to dive deep, y'all.
we ain't got a lot of time, but...
I can be quick on that, too.
You can be brief.
So there's a history of queer-identifying people coming together and like actively protesting to make the community visible. That goes back to about 1965. These were entirely meant to just say, we are here. We are a group that has civil rights that aren't being respected. Mm-hmm. The very first state that decriminalized homosexuality in the United States was the state of Illinois. And that was
That's
in
another reason why we love it here.
And that was in 1967.
Not long ago.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
So there were an initial set of protests that were just about saying we are a group of people who doesn't have, we are connected to the same civil rights sort of conversation that's being had about women, about Black people, about Hispanic and Latino people, about Asian Americans. At that same time, it was also super common for police to hold raids on gay bars to find people who were being accused of breaking the law about homosexuality and arrest them.
Targeting them.
Yeah. Exactly. In 1969, the Stonewall Inn in New York City was a target of one of these raids. And the people at the Stonewall Inn had kind of decided that they'd had enough. And they like literally started fighting the police.
Wow.
And for 3 days around June 28th, 1969, there was like an actual battle between these queer people and the police over whether or not literally they should be arrested. So that rebellion, the Stonewall Rebellion, is like the seeds of Pride. The next year, there was a march in New York City down Christopher Street where the Stonewall Inn is located to commemorate that rebellion. Every year since, there's been a parade in honor of that. So we have Pride in June as a commemoration of the Stonewall Rebellion. there was a group of people in late 1969 who came together to say we should make sure we keep marking this in cities across the United States so that we don't forget that this is what happens to our community. So if you've ever heard the phrase, the first Pride was a riot.
It literally was.
That's why. Because the very first Pride event in the United States was an actual riot.
Wow.
And now we're
at a
point.
It's a celebration now.
Yeah, exactly. And now we're at a point where, as a community, there's a little bit less emphasis in some Pride events on just politics and just sort of LGBT rights. But it's also about celebrating the achievements and the culture of our community. It's about allowing people who aren't explicitly a part of the community, whether it's corporations or nonprofit groups or politicians who are supportive of queer communities, to come and join us in that celebration. There's a lot of controversy around that. Some people feel like the fact that the first Pride was a riot means that every Pride should be a riot.
I disagree with that thought.
But that's part of what makes our community great, is that I think that there's room for lots of different people to have different kinds of perspectives on how we can best honor not just the way that queer society works now, but our history going back to the 60s, but then even going back further than that. And thinking about the ways that people had often had to live in the shadows because certain kinds of identities weren't even acknowledged as real pieces of the human experience.
Yeah. Hmm. Wow, I just can't believe that it's only like 53, 54 years? I mean, what?
Let me blow your mind even more. So the acknowledgement by the federal government of LGBT Pride Month as like a month, the first one was in 1999.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Bill Clinton was the first president to acknowledge Pride Month.
30 years.
30 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. I had no idea.
That is absolutely
shocking. I mean, as far as I can remember, it's always been something going on for Pride, a parade or something. So I had absolutely
no idea. Wow, 1999. Yep. Good grief.
Well, I mean, they said celebrate like it's 1999. Wasn't that the
song? It was.
And we took that seriously.
Which, talking about celebration, how does a business such as Heartland Dental celebrate Pride Month? And, you know, I mean, we have over 20,000 employees across the nation. How do we celebrate Pride across the country?
Yeah. So I think there are lots of different ways that businesses like Heartland celebrate Pride. So I think the most visible thing that people who are outside of the company will see are companies changing their logos to incorporate the Pride flag, which is just, you know, a small show of support and acknowledgement that we are a community that exists, that deserves to be acknowledged. In our company, one thing that I'm working on putting together is like a trivia game for people inside the company to participate in.
Ooh.
Where we can kind of talk about
some trivia. Campus loves trivia, so
you got a prize.
We also like
the prize.
We like answer keys as well.
You can't say that now. Our listeners are going to know that we cheated.
We don't like answer keys. Sorry, I derailed you. Sorry.
No, you're all right. So I mean, like, things like that bring together people and allow people to have a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
There are often showings of films or things like that people can participate in that either maybe are documenting a real story so that people can learn about the real life experience of people, or even showing kind of popular fictional movies that just give people a little bit of a view into queer art. I know many companies will also participate in local Pride parades, or if there are festivals or things like that. That's another great thing that lets not just people from outside the organization see, like, this company is willing to have itself associated with the LGBT community, but also lets people inside of the company who are in the community come out and do something in the community and be visible and out and seen, and know that that's not a problem at work. Yeah. And sure. I think because our movement is exactly. Right. And because our community is so new to being able to be public. I mean, like we said, this pride goes back to 1969. The federal recognition of it happened in my lifetime. That is still, for a lot of people, really novel. Yeah. Sure. To just be able to talk about their same gender partner or have their pronouns respected when they're at work. So even just small things like that are really, really, really meaningful.
Well, and you mentioned how we do it as a company overall, like, you know, with Kathy mentioned our huge employee base and things like that. But, you know, individually, we have the offices, right? Our doctors have all these offices across all the nation. Are our offices celebrating individually? Can they celebrate individually? Are they able to do that if they choose to?
Yep. We encourage all of our offices to think about any of the celebrations throughout the calendar year that are either pertinent to people on the team, whether it's a doctor or a BA or a practice manager or whomever, but also stuff that's important to the larger community that they're in. And think about how they can celebrate those things in ways that feel right locally. So I think a great example, this isn't about Pride, this is about Black History Month, but there was an office in Oklahoma that a majority of the team is Black, and they came together with the practice manager and were like, hey, what if we did a spirit week? And they came up with different theme days for every day in a week in February. And as an office, that's part of how they acknowledge Black History Month. And it was just, it was a small way of the team being able to say, this is who we are. And this is a part of our experience that we're sharing, not just with each other, but with our patients.
Oh, I love that.
I love that. Being able to celebrate together. Awesome. See, I love how our offices can do individual things for themselves as well. They can choose how they want to celebrate together as a team. I love that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I agree. And I think it speaks to, one of the things that I really like about Heartland is all of our practices have their own individual culture. They're doctor-led, and they really are their own little entity, right? And I think highlighting that under the umbrella of Pride is super important, because they can choose to celebrate how they, within their community, both whatever employee community they're involved in, or actually their physical community that they're in, that they can celebrate however they feel comfortable doing. I think that's phenomenal.
Yeah, and just like a little thing that's true about Pride celebrations that kind of speaks to that. There are communities in the South that don't celebrate Pride in June, and they celebrate Pride in April because the weather is so gross in June that in Tampa, do you really want to have a parade in June? And be outside when it's 100 degrees with full fat humidity.
You ideally do want
exactly.
to. Which is why we're excited for that.
So this Pride celebration in Tampa and in most of Central and South Florida is in April, because the weather is a lot nicer then, and it's a lot easier to be outside. So it might make more sense and we have more offices in Florida than we have in any other state. So it might make sense for our offices in Central and South Florida to do a Pride celebration in April alongside their local Pride celebration rather than doing it in June with the rest of the country.
That's so smart.
And being able to give people that latitude to do those things. Or, I mean, I know here in Chicago, we have a holiday for Kazimierz Pulaski, who was the first Polish-American general in the United States Army during the Civil War, or not the Civil War, the Revolutionary War.
Second history lesson.
Oh my gosh,
day.
For real.
And wow. This
all
is,
I know
this
is I got that day off in school, but never knew why.
So our offices in Illinois and in Chicagoland might think that it's, you know, really relevant to celebrate their patients and their team members of Polish heritage and do something for that.
That's
day.
Awesome. Mm.
And if people need help in thinking through what that could look like, that's where I come.
Yeah.
But a lot of my job is just clearing the way to let people know, think about what makes sense in your community.
And you're always here for questions.
You're so amazing.
Exactly.
Honestly, yeah. I know we can talk forever on this topic.
I know, we could go on.
We could have a 2-episode just on everything that you've just talked about, but you've unpacked a lot, Nick, and we just want to say thank you for joining us on today's episode.
Yeah, we appreciate you so much.
This is awesome.
Not only do we celebrate Pride, this is the month to celebrate it, but we celebrate all. And I just love your perspective. I learned so much every single time. I know, thank you.
Every time we talk to you, we learn something different. And by the way, if you don't know, I have a standing meeting with Nick. Was it every other week or something like that?
Once a month.
I'm always learning something different. And just, you're so knowledgeable. And thank you for sharing.
Absolutely.
Yes, I love it. Fantastic.
I'm really grateful to all of you for, first of all, for having this podcast. The podcast is great. And then second of all, for the whole campus team, that the work that you guys do is so key to the DEI work that we're doing in helping us bring the next generation of dentists into the industry. Obviously, this cohort of dental students is the most diverse cohort of dental students we've ever had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, y'all are really leading the charge on helping to fuel the D in the DEI. So thank you so much for that.
Well, shoots. With that being said,
I think that's a perfect way to end it.
Let's drop the mic right now, man.
All right.
This is an amazing episode. We love you, Nick. Thank you so much for everything that you do for Heartland Dental, for us, to support us. And you guys, this is it. I mean, we're closing out this session.
Yeah, I mean, listen, great job, everybody. Thank you, Nick. And always, happy Pride, everybody.
Happy Pride.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Nick Hornsberry, I am just so impressed. Love what Nick had talked about regarding Pride Month. Just talked about how we can ourselves, maybe we might not understand everything about the LGBTQ community, but this is a great month to really, really learn, educate ourselves, being inclusive. It's all about community. It's all about the diversity. And I just love that this month is being highlighted. What you guys think?
Absolutely loved it. You know, I love to support a good Pride Month. I love to celebrate Pride all year round. I think celebrating people for who they are, who they want to be, is amazing. And I absolutely love that we can be part of a team that also wants to celebrate that individuality for our people and for our teammates as well. So thrilled and always love to have Nick on as a guest. Just to even give us just some more insight about things that maybe we don't know and that we can share with our listeners as well. Because you never know who wants to listen and become an ally as well, or just join the celebrations because you just want to get out there and do it too. And that's fine. Like, it's Pride. Everything goes.
I would echo that. And I think just anytime I have an opportunity to chat with Nick or just hear Nick's viewpoint on something, is I love it. And I take something away from that because I agree. There's always something you can do or learn more or try to do differently to be more inclusive and welcoming to everyone. And I think Nick shared some great info on that. I appreciate
it. And I love Heartland Dental, how we are expanding our horizons. I mean, we have all of these employee-led communities. Again, the newly formed Gender and Sexuality Alliance. We also have the Veterans Employee Community. We have our Black Employee Network, Women in Dentistry, Hispanic Latin Comunidad, and the also newly formed Asian Pacific Islander connection. And so it's really exciting how there's so many different opportunities for people to feel safe, that they have a place where they can share their thoughts and their ideas and
feel connected,
because we are such a large organization.
There,
such a large company, and you can connect with folks in one state across to a whole nother state across the country, but you can still feel as if you have a connection with your groups. And that's amazing. Or another group. So absolutely love it. And can't wait to learn even more about our employee-led
group. Absolutely. Well, let's not forget, we had a winner last month, Jean Kala from Texas A&M Baylor College. Jean, you won lunch for you and your classmates and how exciting for you. And anyone who wants to win a free lunch, please come to the impactfulwisdompodcast.com website and sign up. Like our page. You can find us anywhere on Apple or Spotify, and we'll capture your name and then we'll raffle you guys off every month. So,
awesome. Jean, free lunch. What a great way to end.
Yeah,
Prime Month.
Jean, comma. Yeah, I love it.
Bringing it home, man.
Well, we're excited about closing out this month and looking forward to seeing you guys next month.
Sounds good. Happy Pride, everyone.
Take care. Happy Pride.
You can listen to new episodes of the Impactful Wisdom Podcast when you subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform. Dental students, do you want to be the hero of your dental class? Well, you can register to win a free lunch for your entire class, sponsored by us, the Impactful Wisdom Podcast and Heartland Dental. Then listen to Impactful Wisdom to see if you've won. Winners are going to be selected and announced every month. Good luck!